And he came around to see me. And then the next week I saw that everything I'd said was in the local paper.
Oh, no. I can guarantee this won't be. No, this is kept very much under wraps.
I mean,
if you soon listen, so what some people do is to get a bit of paper and just write down a few buzzwords, notes, you know, and dates and things that.
I'm terrible at writing these days. I do everything on the phone.
Well, no, when I say
it's
that,
much more immediate to my mind.
Yes, just talk as you go. I mean, last time I spoke to you, it was very, you carried on quite comfortably. Can I ask you a few questions?
Yes.
Where were you? Was that your first job? You started in the powder mills about 1942 or something, was it?
Well, it was when I left school, wasn't it? I was 16 and a half, you know, just done school cert.
Oh, yes.
Was it 1942?
Oh, it might have been. I can't remember now.
41. Let me think. I'm going to be 77 in February.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. And
I'm 18 next month.
Yes. 1925 I was born.
25, oh, yes.
Yes. So I left school at 16. What does that make me?
It was
1941, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say, yes.
And that's so it was 1941, probably, about July or so in 1941.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, more or less straight from school.
How did you
I was always restless there.
How did you get to know about the job?
Well, my mum was in the the factory part, doing war work, shift work, actually.
Was it the same time as you were there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, did she leave as I got there? No, I think she was there, but our paths never crossed because she did shift work when she did, you know. She was blown off her bike by a bomb one night, and she didn't seem to suffer any ailment, but she never got her smell and taste back again.
Oh, no.
And she was a big, stout woman, my mum. You know, she was very handsome. I'm the runt of my family.
Yeah.
My brothers are 6'4" and 6'3", and my mum and dad were both taller than me.
Mm.
And she was a big woman. She had a very nice figure, and when better legs than me. She always went in and out and right.
You were quite a nice shape, if I remember right.
Skinny. I had the beautiful Betty to contend with all the time.
Beautiful what?
Betty Dixon to contend with.
Oh, yeah, Betty Dixon.
Yeah,
she
was out of this world, wasn't she?
Yes, all the boys went with a bit of a bundle on that.
She didn't seem to keep them for very long, though. I don't know, she...
No.
But, and of course, Ken Lockhead, I mean, that was a disaster. I mean, she didn't have a happy marriage,
Poor
old Ken wasn't right, you know, and his son...
No.
Their son is similarly placed. I think it's some genetic thing.
Dear.
You know, these sort of manic depressions and everything.
Amongst us lads, Ken was a bit sort of, as you say, a bit depressive, you know, about at times. You know, he'd be sometimes sort of bubbling over with laughter, and then he'd be quite moody some days, you know.
Yeah.
So
he was like that, lived in a, worse than that, really, lived in a fantasy world different times,
Yes.
But of course, they're both sad, really, because his mother had died when he was 14 with breast cancer. And his dad was rather smitten by that. And that's an awkward age his sister's not only a year younger or a year old or something, you know, to suddenly lose the parents, because I mean his father was sort of knocked sideways by it. And of course Betty hadn't got a mother, she only had a father and was sent to a convent boarding school. You know, I mean, they each needed somebody different to each other, if you know what I mean. You know, they were, you know, but they both might have been different with a different partner. It wasn't Ken's fault, it wasn't Betty's fault, but she had great expectations, you know, and he did too, and I don't know, it's all rather sad.
Yeah.
But she lives in Devon now. Why you said you couldn't find her.
Yes. Oh, I see.
You know, in her when she didn't write.
Yeah. No.
Of course, she can't write now, you see.
No, she's got the touch of her...
She's got Parkinson's.
Parkinson's.
And she can just about walk outside, I think, a bit. But she's such a... She's so serene, you know. Actually, she's happier now than she's ever been in her whole life.
Yes.
Her grandson, that's right, married a little Filipino girl. Mm. And then the daughter, the granddaughter, you know, Ken used to coach in maths. You know, he became a maths master eventually.
Yes, right, yeah.
And she, what was her name? Elizabeth, that's right. She's become an Oxford, absolutely amazing sort of genius in maths at Oxford. But she's always been quiet and intellectual. I didn't get to know her because we lived in different places growing up. But then the son became a chef. A jolly sort, not academic, you know, but he's done very well as a chef. Mm. And he married the little Filipino girl and got a little brown baby who Betty adores. And then they've gone down to... And so Betty's daughter moved from Furze Lane, right opposite her mum, where she'd been all her life.
Mm.
They moved down to Brixham in Devon, and they're running a restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And Betty liked, you know, being in Furze Lane so much and got a nice little bungalow and everything sorted out. But then eventually Janet missed her and she missed Janet.
Mm.
And so she lives in a little bungalow down in Devon as well now.
Well, Betty does.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And she's been there, but they don't seem to have a great deal of time for her now because they're so busy. But, I mean, she, you know, she's not complaining, but she is, you know, in reach of them and gets involved in all the family and all that sort of thing.
Yes, oh, yeah.
So that's what happened to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm all by myself except I'm in Salisbury.
Yes.
And my three sons are bachelors. I don't know what I did to them, but they've not married. And but there wasn't anything to do with me. When they were about 17 or 18, they all went off on the hippie trail, you know.
Oh, yes.
And have never come off it, really.
Oh, yeah. Mm. But how many... The children did you have altogether?
Six.
Oh, I thought it was. That's right. Yeah. So, you balanced it out, right? Then three boys, three girls.
Yes. My youngest one is getting quite famous.
Oh.
She's called Goldfrapp, her album. You know, I mean, our surname is Goldfrapp, and she actually calls the band Goldfrapp. And she's a bit... this time last year she released an album. She's 35, although most people think she's about 25.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very weird and wonderful. Comes under pop, but it isn't really pop.
Mm-hmm.
She's more famous on the continent than she is here and doing very well. And
suddenly,
after trying for years, you know, and never succeeding. But all three of my children are dyslexic, husband was, which is... so hard, you know, not so much now, they get help. They're all talented, but I mean, they never got any O levels, you see, and if you can't get O levels, you shouldn't have been born.
No,
you know?
Yeah. Well, of course, dyslexia didn't hold back, what's her name, Susan Hampshire, did it?
Yeah, no. Eisenhower's dyslexic, and he left his brain to science. And apparently, the actual...
Who was?
Eisenhower.
Oh, yes. Mm.
And he's... I think I've got that right.
Yeah.
But anyway, somebody left his brain to science, and apparently the actual brain tissue looks different. You know, one side's different to the other or something. Anyway, but they're usually very creative.
Yes.
Which is certainly in my family. But I guess self-esteem is so knocked sideways with the system. But that's not so much so now. I mean, you know, my boys are 54 and 52. Oh, my 54. My oldest son is very clever. But he's never done anything with it, you know. He took philosophy at York that seemed to unhinge him. He just went on a permanent walkabout. He teaches English as a foreign language when he needs money, you know, but...
Well, anyway...
what do yours do, by the way?
I've got three. The oldest... the two eldest ones, I can't remember now, they'd be about 53 and 52, and then the youngest one's he's about 10 years younger. Have I got that right? Somewhere around about that. Anyway, the youngest one, he's more like me. He's always
doing
things about the house and into electrics and fiddling about with Meccano sort of things, you know. The other two are more sort of the tech rep types. They're sort of driving around all over the place in motor cars. Wouldn't appeal to me, but they are. But they're always seem to be doing
it. What's the little one do then?
He used to work for BT. Then he got made redundant about last March or something, and he hasn't had a job since then, but at such a time as we live in, it doesn't seem to make any difference. seems to be able to spend the money whenever he wants any, so I don't know how long that's going to go on for, but he's done a lot. He's decorated the house beautifully in that. As far as I'm concerned, the sad part about it is that the situation of the house is down at Raynham, which is right next door to Ford's and that A13 road, and I don't think I'd particularly want to live around there, but I don't say anything, you know.
Yeah. Have they got any children?
Oh, yes, they got, the middle one's got the three, the eldest one's got one, and the youngest one, he's got two, so I've got about six.
Yes. What, girls or boys?
They're all boys. Yeah, that's it. Which has upset my ex-wife somewhat, old Edna, because the one thing she does, she's a bit like my mum. She always wanted a girl. And she said, cool, even the grandchildren, there's a girl hasn't turned up yet. So anyway, getting back to the old Gunpowder Works, well, I know more or less what you did. You know, you were in the measurement room most of the time, weren't you?
Yeah, an absolute farce. I never met a job. It was so bogus all my life.
Yeah,
I nearly wrote to the government about it, actually.
We're just measuring cord height.
Well, one before, even all the jobs you did were not you personally, but all the others were done on bogus samples.
Yes, they seem to see the B, yes, but... anyway, they usually got the results they wanted, so that seemed to...
What do you mean the results they wanted? Wasn't anything as satisfying. I've never been so disillusioned in all my life.
Yes.
I left about 1 year later,
Oh, yes, you didn't stay all that long, did you?
Yes, no.
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 And
I remember everybody. It's funny that what you did at that age stays in your memory forever, doesn't it?
Oh, it
really?
Does. You never forget that, yes. Especially, at that time, for us chaps, sort of late teens, early 20s and that, the girls turned up at the lab, that caused a real fracas amongst, oh dear, what's a cat among the pigeons, I think, is this?
Oh dear, Mrs. Holmans was put there to chaperone.
Holmans.
We never knew about Betty and I were so naive, so innocent, we didn't know half what you lot were talking about.
No.
And we used to use the odd word, which used to send you into fits of giggles, which was an innocent word to us, but meant something else to you. It made absolute fools of us. We were both
so
innocent, honestly, for considering what girls are like these days.
Oh, crumbs, yes. Wouldn't get away with much these days. But I always remember the evening we went up to, you and I went up to see Fantasia.
Oh, yes, it was a hot summer's day, wasn't it?
But it was, funny thing was, meeting old Ted Hitch in the
you
train.
You remember that, but until you reminded me, it never meant anything to me, but I suppose you were worried about him seeing us both.
What he was going to say when he got to the lab.
What teasing you would have to go through.
But he didn't, he was a real brick there. He didn't say a word to anybody.
Didn't he?
No, I was surprised. Well, if he did, he never got back to me, but, oh, dear. Yes, there was, I left and went to de Havilland's for about 10 years, and I came back again, for about the last 30 years.
To the Fowler Mill?
Yes, that's right.
Well, I didn't realise, you told me sort of, the history of your jobs, but I didn't realise you'd come back to the Fowler Mill for 30 years.
Yes, about 1954.
What were you, Roy Big Boss then?
Well, I had one or two working for me then, but it was...
Good pay.
Oh, yes, it was quite average, it was an easy journey from Chingford to Waltham, where I lived then, Chingford.
What did you go by, car or bike?
I started off on a motorbike. I had a motorbike and sidecar, and then I got a car somewhat later. But do you remember a chap who was in charge of the CE lab when you were there? Phil Freeman. Was a chap Freeman there?
There was a little chap called Phil.
That was Phil Lodge.
Yes.
Freeman.
No, I didn't. Because I was only there a year, really, so...
Yes, so you might have missed quite a few of them, yes.
Yes.
But, where did you...
I was going to say Seabrook and all that sort of thing.
Where did you go after you left...
I went straight to North Mid and did my training.
Oh, that's right.
And then Becky followed me on after that.
Yes,
she was rather, as soon as she came to visit me once or twice, and because she'd been very strictly brought up at a convent school, and she had a stepmother who wasn't a bad stepmother, but Betty felt, she wasn't actually married to Betty's dad, and that upset Betty, you know. And
they lived at Kingston Drive, that's right.
She was quite nice. I mean, became a very good friend to Betty later on in life. But Betty, you know, she was lonely. She had no friends in that part of the world. And she came to see me in hospital, and then she came as a nurse too.
Did her training. And you were on the same unit then, were you?
Well, we weren't on much of the same unit, because what happened there were you'd got taken on, as I think still very much the case in some instances, 3 months sort of to start with, and 6 weeks you did in the lecture room, which I loved, you know, started studying again. I mean, I badly wanted to go to university, but my dad wouldn't let me. He said it wasn't for girls, and I was big enough for my boots already, and that would make me worse, all this sort of thing. So anyway, I enjoyed the school, and then we do 6 weeks on the ward, so that's 3 months, and that usually weeds out anybody that's made the wrong choice.
Yeah.
And then you go to on the ward, you see, but then you can be on day duty or night duty. You can be sent out to Chase Farm for a bit. You can be sent out to South Mimms, the sanatorium. This is in the old days, you know, to do TB nursing. And then, of course, you could be sent to Bishop Stortford for 3 months when you've done it. We did our training, and then we couldn't take our finals because we were only 20, and you have to be 21.
Yes.
And so, I mean, actually, I saw less of Betty once she came to work there than when she used to come and visit me.
Oh, yeah.
If she was on nights when I was on days, vice versa, and she was at Chase Farm, and then when she came back from Chase Farm, I'd be sent off somewhere else, you know. So we didn't really see much of one another, but we always stayed very good friends. And when we had our babies, you know, because she lived in Winchmore Hill and I lived in Enfield, you see. So we were always quite close to one another.
Oh, yeah.
So, we've been good friends forever, really.
Oh, that's great.
You still there?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I try not to. I've found out that one of my faults is I keep on talking more than the person I'm supposed to be talking to.
I've just had a young man from Australia staying with me. Although I've got a one-bedroom flat, but I can put a bed up in the sitting room, you see. I've only been here 3 months, and it's only semi-furnished yet. I think, had to go away. Get away from my chattering, I think. Nick, my husband, you know, we met him in Egypt when we were on holiday. And he's been back and forth from Sydney. And then I've got other friends in Sydney. I've got an open invitation to go to Sydney, but I just don't think I can face that long journey.
Oh, it is. It's
apart from the expense, you know.
Yes, I've been to New Zealand a couple of times.
Have you?
Yeah, well, Frieda's boy has emigrated to New Zealand.
What? One boy or two?
Just the one, yes.
Yeah,
he had his family out there and that. And so
she's
been going out there occasionally.
Well, that's hard. I always feel sorry for the people who got their grandchildren out and following.
Yeah, they're hoping to come over to see her next summer, you know.
New Zealand's even a worse journey than Australia, isn't it?
Yes, it's about almost another day on, I think, you know.
Oh, dear.
It's you're lucky if you finish it in 30 hours.
It's tedious, isn't it?
It's a killer.
Those great big airplanes with no room. It gets more primitive. Life gets all so technical. And I know we all have hot water and telephones and everything. But, I mean, in a way, it's got more primitive, isn't there? There's less time, less room, less...
You're so right. I'm glad you think much the same as me about. I like to leave life more to, let's say, parochial pace. You know, of being enjoying a cup of tea under the old apple tree and all that sort of. You know, I've got a Morris Minor car that I drive about in, but I keep the journey.
Morris Minor. That's the very first car I learnt to drive in, was a Morris Minor.
Oh, yes. Mine's 40 years old now, so.
Mine would have been if I'd kept it.
Yeah.
I've just given a car out. Driving up since I came to Salisbury, I found I was getting slower. And when you get a bit arthritic in the neck, you can't turn.
That's
quickly.
Right. It's difficult to go backwards and that, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, yes, and all that sort of thing. And then I was getting slower and they were getting quicker.
Don't tell me.
Such bad mood on the road.
Oh, it's dreadful now.
No joy in it, is
there? No, it certainly isn't.
But I had my little Mini down in Cornwall.
Oh, yes.
And it cost me £600 right when they got it fixed up for the road, you know, and everything. And then I sold it for £500 after 4 years.
Oh, well, that doesn't owe you much, does it? No, no. That's
everybody came down. I never locked it. I mean, yeah. I never locked. My house was so much out in the sticks. I never locked that. It's so much more carefree. Now people go out of their house and they're worried about locks.
Where we are here, you know, in Chingford used to be fairly... safe, but it's all crime seems to be spreading from Walthamstow, Leighton, and now Chingford Station Road, our main shopping centre, that cars get smashed up and jumped on, and
it's wicked. I don't know what the kids don't seem to have enough to do. Well, nobody takes. You see, our teachers used to stay on after school. Yeah. A lot of women teachers made it their life. They weren't allowed. They didn't have any men to marry in the war. And they gave their time. I mean, we always had our out of school activities, and then the guides and youth clubs. And if anybody runs a scout pack now, he's accused of being paedophile or homosexual or something. You know, it's such a horrible world.
It's dreadful.
Never mind. I'm right opposite the cathedral. I'm 3 minutes from the cathedral.
Oh, that's nice. You've got a bit of sequestered calm there.
Here in this flat, I can't hear a sound. In the close, you know.
Oh, it's lovely. Is it a cul-de-sac, you know?
The close, the cathedral close is cathedral properties. Salisbury was built. Unlike most cathedrals, bit by bit, it was built all of a piece. It started off in Sarum, outside.
Yeah.
And then was planned in 12... It's me, I'm doing my guide course. I'm doing a guide course.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get a blue badge and all that, I suppose, eventually. carry on, yeah.
And then it was built, like, planned, and all the land round it was planned, so it's all so elegant, you know, because it didn't just grow higgledy-piggledy and everything. And the close where I live is property built inside the cathedral grounds. I think they were built about 1970s as a teacher's training college, and then 18 years ago were turned over into flats, but they're very nice solid flats, you know, and quite spacious. My one bedroom flat compared with what they're building in the town, and they're absolutely terribly hard to get. My daughter just got this one by a fluke for me. She got it painted and decorated and carpeted before I came in. Mind you, I paid, but I had made a bit on my cottage in the country, you see, because I had a couple of acres there.
Penzance.
I had a bit of chance, but I did miss the sea, but I couldn't stay down there forever. I'm getting older, and really all that matters to you is your family and friends as you get older. I don't live for anything else, really.
Do they live a bit nearer to you now?
They do live there, but as Jackie said when they dumped me here.
Yes.
They said, we've dumped Mum in Salisbury. She doesn't know anybody there. But as it happened, I had two referrals to people here when I came, and then my daughter's bridesmaid so happened to be living in Salisbury. I mean, as soon as I came here, and people in here, in the coast, they're all frightfully... retired, you know, generals and colonels and things, you know, they're very much remnants of the Raj, etc. They're all very good to me, so, you know, so I find that literally, Marks and Spencer's is only 5 minutes away, the cathedral's at 3 minutes away, I can go over to Evensong any time in the week.
Oh, it's lovely.
With the choir and a wonderful organ, but one of the best choirs in the country, you know. So,
that's beautiful.
Yeah. And on a Saturday, I can go out to the pedestrian precinct, 5 minutes outside the cathedral, you know, further along. And the shops are right up, you know, the shops are right on top of you, so to speak.
Yes.
And then there's an Irish band busking, you know. So, I like music. You like music. What happened to your one string guitar?
I've still got the old violin. It's up in the loft, but it hasn't been bowed for about 30 years.
Do you play anything properly?
No, I can't really. A scale of C is about my limit.
What?
The first position finger in that. I've just about got that. But
you don't play an instrument?
No, I don't.
Do you like jazz?
Oh, I like listening. Yes, I like listening to all that.
I must join something.
But no, it's I don't know. It's a phase you go through, you know. I think about 1939, I think I got the violin, and you know, it's I don't know. It's all part of sort of growing up, also.
Yeah, well, right, when I knew, you made this thing with one string.
That's right, yes, I did have that. I can't remember what happened to that. Fell apart or something.
A little quirky.
Yes, and of course that caused a bit of consternation when old Blanchard saw it, you know, because I think I was playing it in the measurement room or something.
he was past you. Whatever was he doing there?
Oh, yes.
Living this bogus lie the whole time. I was shocked by
Cheese
that.
Cheese chemist,
place.
Yes.
I was shocked by a whole whole lot of people avoiding Nash getting called up on a lie. I really was quite incensed.
It was, yes, it could get you
didn't
a bit
it,
worked
didn't up. It, didn't it work? Didn't it upset your conscience?
Not really. I don't think. I think it was sort of the various girls around upset me.
Various girls around. There
well,
many girls.
There was you and Betty and do you remember Anna Baker?
Well, I don't know. I can see her in a picture. She looks very. She wasn't. I think she came because I left, didn't she?
Oh, possibly yes. Yeah. Although wait a minute, I'm sure I've got a picture. Have you
Anna
and yourself?
Yeah, you
and Betty.
Copy of it. I think.
Did I send you a copy? Yes. That's
but I think she only came probably because I was leaving.
Yes, that's
I think.
Right. She came just before
then.
There was, and then there was one upstairs, which old Ted's marriage nearly broke up as a result of it. A girl in the balance room. I can't remember her name. Julia or something.
Oh, she wasn't there when I was there. Then
no,
she
must have gone there. But, and then, of course, there was people like Harry Burr, who got sweet on anything in the skirt.
Really?
Well, most of us
He's
did,
funny.
I think.
He married, didn't he?
Yeah.
Who was the one that married and then drowned?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know about that.
Who was that? Was that Harry
Burr? I haven't heard
about
that.
He was horrid. I mean, he was.
Yes, he was a funny thing. No, I didn't know that somebody...
Oh, was there one there with a hair lip? No, it wasn't.
No, I can't.
I think it was Harry.
Several died. A chap named Kenny Powis.
Who
died? A chap named Kenny Powis. You probably didn't know him. And,
oh, yes, I do, vaguely. Blonde, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah.
What did he die of then?
I don't know. I didn't ever hear. Just and there's a bloke named, we called him Boris. Little short.
Very Jewish bishop, wasn't his name?
No, that was
Alec, Bish.
Alec
Bish.
Church. He was called Bish because his name was Church.
Oh.
No, Boris was Boris Barnett, his name was.
Oh, it's Barnett, yes. He was very Jewish. I mean, I don't know. I'm not one of those people that can pick out, you know, I don't go around saying, oh, he looks
Jewish
a bit
look
Jewish
about
or anything,
him,
but he was sort of a caricature of a Jew,
wasn't
he?
Oh, wasn't he just,
almost.
Yes. Mm.
You know.
He was,
Very nice.
Yeah, no, Boris.
And then there was dear little Kemba.
Oh, yes, old Norman Kemba, yes.
Tiny chap, wasn't he?
Yeah, I haven't been able to keep in touch. You know, you lose touch with people, and try as I may, I haven't been able to sort of check.
So you were there 30 years, so you're the very one to do a history of the place, then.
Yeah, well, that's how I got lumbered with what I'm doing now, you
I
see.
I didn't realise you'd gone back for 30 years.
Yes. Mm. Yes, that's why I've more or less got lumbered, I say, with doing what I'm doing now, of talking to old, you know, old employees.
Yes. But, I must come up. Yes, if
anyway.
I come up to London, if I come up to Winchester, I don't think I will. I've got been so stressed out. I mean, I don't know what's the matter with me. I've had some kind of, I suppose, sort of breakdown, really. But, I mean, all these years I've gone sailing on. I didn't stop work till I was 72. Alison suddenly made it on the music market. I've got no, I'm not rich, but I've got no money worries, you know, and I've got this nice place and everything, and yet I started having these panic attacks. You said you'd had a nervous breakdown, didn't you?
Me?
Well, sometime in the past.
No, I don't think so. Touch wood, no.
Well, you said you had a breakdown, you said to me. When you were telling me.
Well, I got very run down when my marriage broke up.
Yeah.
I got very run down then, and I spent a week in. I went to Downside Abbey in Somerset for a week.
Oh yes, you said this. I sort of interpreted that as some kind of breakdown.
Yeah, well,
that was after your marriage broke up, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
What went wrong there then?
Well, I don't know. I was, you know, it was. It's always it both of you, but she got very intolerant towards me, and Nothing I did was right, and it was always sort of nagging a bit. And then they had sessions of when wouldn't speak to me for about 2 months, and that gets a bit much.
Yeah, and my mum and dad were like that.
Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, dear.
So then a lot of girls got divorced around about that time. Suddenly they all sort of got feminism, didn't they, and sort of changed partners. Where I worked, they were like that. They'd all been divorced. It doesn't solve anything, does it, really?
It doesn't really, no.
It's tough on the kids, I would think, too.
Yes, it's... the youngest, when I moved out, the youngest one was, about 18. Yeah. So, but
so sort of
it's tough
up.
When they're very young.
Yes. But even in the early adolescence, it's tough, too, when they're having a bad time themselves, you know.
Yeah. All my three are on their second marriages.
Are they?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, dear.
But, anyway.
Oh, mine haven't done it, you see.
Yes.
my three girls, Alison isn't married, and she's now 35. Mind you, she's the kind who's always got, it's like people are like bees around a honeypot to her, you know.
Yes.
She's one of these delicious little blondes.
Oh,
know?
Lovely.
Takes
after mummy.
No, mummy's not like Emma. Mummy was not like that at all. She's
last time I saw you, was very, I found you very attractive.
When did you last see me?
About 1942, I think.
Oh dear, what a shock.
Well, you wait till you see me, if God willing you do one day. But it's surprising, when you first meet somebody after a long while, 20, 30 years, you see, God, they're nothing like I knew them. But within inside a few minutes almost, once you've talked to them, you're talking into their eyes and their brain.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to alter at all. That's what I found with most people.
Well, people tell me I haven't changed much.
No.
My voice...
Your voice sounds just the same as it did, you
voice,
know.
And Betty's does too, you know. I think a voice... I mean, who's to take Alastair Cook?
Yes, look
I
at
mean,
him.
I mean, he's... For 50 years he's been talking.
Yeah.
He's getting a little bit frail sounding
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sometimes.
But, I mean, you'd recognise him on, you know, if you're on Mars,
well, of course,
you?
Yes, it is.
You know, it's
just
strange changed. How voice
And he's in his 90s, isn't he now?
Is it 90s?
Yes.
Gosh, yeah. Incredible. And he still comes over not quite as brisk, but you wouldn't expect it.
No.
But he's still, you know, pretty pertinent what he has to say.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Oh, yes. He was, I try and listen to him every Sunday morning.
I don't get as far as that, but I mean, I happened to hear him a few weeks ago, and I thought, goodness me, you wouldn't, it's like a ghost coming from the past.
Yes,
really.
He's, things won't be quite the same when Alastair Cook's not broadcasting anymore.
I know, he won't, he'll fade away, won't he?
Yes.
But it's awful American business. What do you and Frieda do together? You have music in common?
We both like gardening, don't you? Music, and she actually, Frieda does, she's very good at the gardening. She does most of the gardening. I do the sort of fencing and paths.
Maintenance,
that's it, yes, you've got it, yes. And she's very artistic. I'm not artistic, but she taught me calligraphy, and I spent, after I retired, I spent quite a number of years teaching a local evening class, you know, teaching.
You sound like my husband, Nick.
Yes.
I mean, he just always had something he was doing, you know, poetry or carving or something, you know.
Oh, lovely.
All I'd done is nurse and look after children and look after him, you know. I haven't done anything else. I don't play bridge and I don't...
Oh, yes. Is Nick, Nick, your hubby?
Yeah, he died 12 years ago.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. So
yes.
He
died while we were on holiday in Rome.
Oh, dear.
We'd had our MOT at the doctor's. I came out as slightly dodgy, high cholesterol, bit overweight and all that. And he came out as absolutely healthiest, just coming up to 70 there was. And then we went on holiday and he died.
Hello, you're fading.
Am I fading?
Yeah.
Am I fading?
That's it. What's a wireless?
That's all right. That's probably me.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You're back again. Yes. Sorry.
He'd had a, you know, I mean, he just died like that.
Oh,
you know?
Dear. Anyway,
in,
you know,
in mid-sentence, it's... So it's it's just
being thing
never
about,
the same again.
Well, the thing about death is it's always those who are left behind. I mean, let's say if it was as sudden as that for him,
It was wonderful because he couldn't bear being old.
No.
He was rather proud of the fact he could still get into his old business suits and
Yeah.
And he was very active and living right up to the very last second, you know.
Well, there you are. Yes. Yeah.
He even sort of had a pain and sat down in the gutter in Rome.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't stand.
Yeah.
And got the map out on his knees. He said, well, I said, what are you looking at your map for? I said, the hotel just around the corner. I was getting very anxious, about his pain. He said, oh, we've been that way once. We must go another way today.
Yeah.
And I mean, within 2 hours, he was dead, you know.
Oh, Lord.
But that's how he wanted to go.
Yes.
But me, because I was always the serious one.
Terrible shock for you.
He was always the fun one. I mean, he always had something to do. And then the sort of weather we had this year, he would have been to the sea every day. I mean, but when you're a widow, so many of us old widows.
Yes.
You don't take yourself down to the sea, do you? I mean,
no.
You don't go on your own, so
no,
to speak.
No, that's right.
I mean, I'm pretty gregarious, but I mean, it's not, you know, it's not the same.
No.
And we were a good, we'd been married 46 years.
Oh,
and,
yes.
You know, we were a good marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't say we never had a crossword or anything like that. And we were so different, and he came from an entirely different background, you know. Came from, you know, sort of aristocratic background
that
sort of thing.
Where'd you meet him?
I nursed him.
Oh, did you? Oh, when you were in hospital?
Yeah, Bishop Stawford.
Oh, yes.
He came in. He'd been sent home from India.
Mm.
He was a chindit in the war, you know.
Oh, yes. Mm.
And he'd been sent home with malaria very badly, and he had a very bad malaria attack on the way home from London. He was out at Newmarket.
Yeah.
Stationed out at Newmarket. And fell out of the train, you know, they put him out of the train at Bishop Stawford.
Mm.
And he came into the hospital there with a raging malaria, and had malaria he was very, very ill. I mean, when we married, you know, but he slowly got better. But, I mean, he was only about 10 stone when he was 6 foot tall, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And that's how we met, yes. We met in March and married in the October.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's...
And that's very quick, yes.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, still finding out things about one another.
Yes.
After 46 years, because he'd had such an entirely different background to mine, you know. So.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, but it was all right. But I don't know, you know, he was very restless. I mean, he said he left the army to settle down, but, I mean, we moved around a lot, you know, and and all that. But still, my boys say it was interesting, so there we go.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, Pat, it's been lovely speaking to you.
Yeah, you must get your tea now.
Did you hear the tea coming? I'm in the shed at the bottom of the garden.
Your tea has been delivered, has it?
Yes, it's been delivered.
Oh, you sound as if you'd get spoiled.
With a digestive biscuit. Digestive biscuit.
Oh, it's digestive biscuit, Alison,
you
call those.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's...
You must come to Shorty one day.
Yeah, well, whichever happens first,
I'll be moving for a few weeks or months yet, because I've got to familiarise myself with this, I think. You know, this new way of life. It's much harder the older you get to
settle into a new
environment.
Yeah. Oh, you're making a few friends around there.
Yes.
That's the most.
And I can cope with myself, you know. But I had this chap from Australia yesterday for the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Then my friend Nona, she's a fellow nurse. She's coming on Wednesday, and then another friend's coming up from. Coming up from the coast where I've met friends, I've got good faithful friends. I don't play bridge or anything like that.
No. Oh, yes.
I'd like to learn to dance, but
Did you ever get? Had we started the dancing club at Waltham Abbey
when
you were there? Probably soon after. It started about the same time as Victor Sylvester came on the radio.
Oh, yeah, that's another person you could never mistake if you hear them on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, that distinctive playing.
Victor Sylvester Band, yes, that was
definitely
his own.
Marvellous, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, all right then, Pat. Well, I'll say cheerio for now, but I'll come back to you, and we definitely want to come down.
Yeah, bring Frieda up, because I think this is a coach.
We could stop locally, couldn't we? Because he wouldn't want to come up and back in a day. It would be too much.
Well, yeah, I'm going to try and find some modestly priced. I mean, obviously, Salisbury's full of people, but I think how expensive it is. But I could ask
something. Well, if you could find out a little bit about local hostelries.
Yeah, see if there's anything like that.
And let's know, you know, and then we'll fix up something.
Yes, I'm a bit small for two visitors here, but I could stick you in my double bed and I can take a sitting room. You could
Well, whatever can be fixed up, we'd love to make it. I won't come down in the motor because I don't like driving that far.
Oh, and nobody does now, do they? But, yes, no, and it's a lovely country roundabout.
It is, yeah, and you can take us
around. I don't know, you might
You'd be a guide. You're also a guide. I can join your party.
Yeah, I might be better as a memory, my dear.
Oh, I don't think so, no. What I've got already, just the voice alone is enough to say you're at least you're on the ball, you know. Do you think Betty would be able to speak to me on the phone? How do you...
She would, but, yes, Betty would. Do you want me to give her a number, or can I look for it now?
If you don't mind.
Yeah, hang on. Hi, sorry, right under my nose, because I'm a book. Betty Lockhead. By the way, Betty's voice is exactly the same, it's so strange.
Yeah, oh yes. Yeah.
Three? Meadow, M-E-A-D-O-W. Three. Meadow Park.
Meadow Smith Park. Yep.
Brixham, B-R-I-X-H-A-M.
Brixham, yeah.
Devon,
yeah.
T for Tommy.
T.
Q for Queen.
Queen.
Five. Then
five.
Eight.
Five, Z?
No, 5, 8.
Oh, 5, 8, yes.
N-X.
N-X. I'll read that down again.
Yeah.
That's TQ58NX.
Yes, that's right.
And it's 3 Meadow Park, Brixham, Devon.
Yes.
And got a number?
A number? Oh, of course I have.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here it says 01803, but it's perhaps it hasn't changed, has it, Devon? Number I've got, you know, of course the numbers all changed, didn't they?
Oh, yes, but
hers might still be the same.
I think it was only London area that changed or something like that.
Yes, some area. Southampton or something like that did too. The number I've got is 01 803 888 36 34. And it's not long since I rang her, so that must still be the right number.
Yeah, lovely. Right then.
Doesn't look right, but it sounds right.
No.
Right.
Okay, then.
Okay.
And if we can get back, you know, you can do some local scouting of sort of.
I'll see if there's any modest
accommodation. Yes, and we'd love to come
there's
down.
There's loads of accommodation, but I noticed by the restaurants and things that things are quite pricey here. But then.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, but anyway, I'll try and see what I can do.
All right,
bye.
Then. All right, lovely speaking to you, Pat.
Yes.
All the best for now.
Yeah, bye.
All right, ta-da.